Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm talking to Pam Barbie from the Southern 14 Workforce Development Board, right? Did I get most of that, Pam?
Investment Board.
Investment Board.
Yes, you were close.
All right. What we're talking about today is that a lot of people are, a lot of businesses just had to simply shut down because there were no customers because, you know, everyone is staying safe at home, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so what's going to happen to those workers?
Well, hopefully this is going to be a temporary hiccup. I'm sure that's what we're all praying for. In a couple of weeks, we'll all be back going. But if you're not, my program offers retraining to get people back in employment.
Okay.
There's other avenues to get help from.
Okay.
One of the first thing I would suggest any of a employee that has been let go,
mm-hmm.
either temporarily or because the business closed down specifically, is to file for unemployment.
Okay.
And I don't work for the Illinois Department of Employment Securities, but you can file your claim online at www.ides.illinois.gov or by calling 1-800-244-5631.
Can you give me that number one more time?
I can. 1-800-244-5631.
5631.
And I know my friends at IDES ran by people, so please be patient with them. I've heard that there's long waits on that 1-800 number, so you may actually want to go online and try to file your claim first.
Oh, okay. And the website is ides.illinois.gov, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. All right. So your program, the Southern 14 Workforce Development and Investment Board, retrains people. Are you planning for a large retraining session or?
Yeah, that's kind of a bad question. I would never hope to have a large one when we're talking about dislocated workers. But
right.
We are prepared should that happen.
Okay.
We offer a variety of training options. Of course, our most popular one is just traditional classroom training,
mm-hmm.
usually performed at one of our local community colleges. But we realize that not everybody wants to do in-classroom or is even suited for in-classroom. So we also offer work-based learning opportunities as well.
Oh, okay. All right. So after you file for unemployment, if you're a displaced worker because of the coronavirus, what should you do next?
The next step is once you've got your unemployment filed for, make sure that you hold on to the piece of paper that they send you back that says you are eligible for unemployment, because that's your proof for our program and a lot of other programs that you actually were displaced.
Oh, okay.
And we don't personally, my board doesn't personally administer it, but ours is done by Wabash Area Development. So that's who you'd call to set up an appointment, and that would get you started.
Okay.
And
what's their number? Wadi's number?
Here in Wayne County now, their offices are all shut down now, but they're to the public, but they're still working to keep their services going.
Okay.
In Wayne County, that's 618-842-2962.
Okay, so calling Wadi would be the next step after filing for unemployment, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, and Wadi still has lots of other programs that aren't mine to aid people in this time For example, they're still taking LIHEAP applications for energy assistance, and they still have their food pantries open.
Right. And when they do open the food pantry, they let us know, and we try to let the public know that they're got the food pantry open and ready to go.
Oh, good.
So what happens after you call Wadi and they direct people into your program?
The nice thing about our program in this particular point is there's not a real urgent. It's just really a time to stop and think about what you might want to do for your future. Obviously, since the colleges are closed, we wouldn't be able to get you in until the fall semester.
Uh-huh.
So it's a good time to start thinking, and I'd urge people that are thinking about maybe going back to school to go ahead and spend some time looking at the college website. And for our local college, it would be www.iecc.edu. Maybe you've always thought you wanted to be an auto mechanic. This might be the perfect opportunity to get you on a new career or even have a backup plan.
Right. Or you could go into the EDS program.
Exactly, yes, correct. Or a phlebotomist. There's just a world of opportunities.
Okay. And do you help the unemployed person move into that category? How do you help the person move into a new career path?
You'll be assigned, once you've called Wadi, you'll be assigned a career specialist, and that career specialist will give you some assessment tests to kind of help decide where your interests are. The college will also tell you information that will help you kind of what your options are.
Oh, okay.
And then once you're enrolled in our training, if you're in classroom training, our program pays for the complete cost of the training. That's tuition, fees, books, supplies that are needed. We also have supportive services to help you so you can stay. We want you to be successful. We have supportive services like travel reimbursement, pay you so you can help you get back and forth, help pay for gas. We have child care reimbursement. Just anything that really, within reason, takes for you to be successful in your studies.
Oh, okay. What should employees be looking for right now? What is the outlook for employment in the area right now?
Certainly still the healthcare industry and transportation. We see a lot of success in both of those. And not just in the healthcare industry, not just nursing.
Okay.
You know, pretty much even the healthcare supportive industry, there's still quite a few jobs in.
Okay, and that would be like what?
Person that sits at the front desk at a doctor's office. They would be health informatics, for example.
Okay.
Or phlebotomist, the person that draws your blood.
X-ray techs and other techs like that.
Yes.
Oh.
There's almost always a need for CNAs as well. If someone is looking for a quick turnaround entry level, I think the CNA course is a semester long.
Oh, okay. All right. And what transportation-wise is available for people?
We pay a reimbursement, and we pay it at the federal rate, which right this second is 57 cents a mile. And we pay that one round trip per day. And that's just to help offset the cost of your gas and the cost of keeping your automobile up.
Oh, okay. All right. How do I know if I can get help from Wadi and from the Southern 14 Workforce Development Investment
Board? Well, now,
Board?
We do not just individuals, but we do serve a variety of individuals, pretty much age 16 and up. Our youth program is 16 to 24, and it does have an eligibility of barriers to employment and income based. And the income based on our youth is pretty much that of public assistance. So if you and your family qualify for food stamps, you probably qualify for our program.
Oh, okay.
And our adult program is anyone over 18, and it has a pretty wide requirement on it. The eligibility for it is that you be over 18 and you be legal to work in the United States. But our program does give priority to those with barriers and the unemployment and the income guideline.
Oh, okay. All right. So how has your job changed? No one could see this virus coming, having such a wide impact on our economy. How's your job changed lately?
Probably the biggest change is we have all sheltered in place, so we're all working remotely. In fact, I'm working in my camper in my driveway on Walker Street.
Well, okay.
Which has actually worked out kind of neat. I have a 17-year-old son, and it was getting a little tight in the house with both of us in there. So
you moved out to the camper, huh?
I did. I have moved out to the camper.
Okay.
And we've just had to all kind of rethink. I think as a nation, especially in Illinois, with working at home, we've all just had to kind of rethink the way we do things. I've done a lot of video conferences.
Oh, okay. Did you ever think you'd be able to do that?
It was really never on my radar. It's been much more successful than I thought it would have been.
Oh, okay. All right. Have you ever seen the outpouring of generosity from businesses the way we're seeing right now?
I really haven't. I'm very proud. I've always felt blessed to be a part of this community, but I'm very proud of our community now. It's just they've opened. I'm not surprised, but they've opened up their hearts.
Oh, okay. All right. What do you think? What do you think we're going to be talking about in like a month from now? Wasn't that shutdown terrible, or the shutdown's going for another week, or do you have any insight to that?
I don't. I can tell you what I hope.
Okay.
I hope we're back to normal and back all happy and working and back to our low unemployment rate.
Right. The unemployment figures come out, I think they come out today. Are you expecting a huge spike in those?
I believe we probably will.
Okay. And that's all in part to the people sheltering in place and trying to keep social distancing and businesses shutting down for that reason, right?
Yes, yes. Well, and for businesses that may be shutting down either permanently or temporary, they should seek the help from the Small Businesses Administration. There are some disaster loans. Again, that's not my program and not something we administer, but I know that there are some disaster loans available and some different other sources available. And their website is www.sba.gov, or their 1-800 number is 1-800-659-2955.
Go ahead.
Or there's also an Illinois contact, and their number is, it's in Springfield, and their number is 217-747-8249.
Okay. So that's sba.gov. or 800-659-2955, or in Springfield, 217-747-8249. So if I'm a small business owner here in Fairfield, how do I know who to call? And how do I know if I apply for, I can get anything from the Small Business Administration?
I'm not that's not something that I am really up on. We did get some information that it's open to Illinois small businesses, and private not-for-profits can now apply for loans up to $2 million through the U.S. Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program.
Oh, okay.
So that was read off of a handout that we were giving, but I would go to the website. That's where they're sending people to get more information. Or if you call the 1-800 number, it says you can find a counselor or mentor.
Oh, okay. And then there's somebody who can help you through or determine what you need.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good information. Now, you don't work for Wadi, but Wadi and you work hand in hand. Have you seen out of Wadi so far since the crisis has started, besides emergency planning?
I do know that they are all working remotely as well.
Okay.
There are a few people still in the administrative office coming in to do payroll, for example, to make sure that people still continue to get paid in their organization. But I know that Lena Hicks, who's their director, is working closely and keeps up with all of the, they're a community action plan agency. So they have lots of different programs that are not just mine.
Okay. All right. So let's remind people about your program. It's the Southern 14 Workforce, and it's not just in Wayne County, right? It's the Southern 14 counties, right?
Yes, I correct.
Okay. What are those counties?
Oh, you didn't tell me there was going to be a test. We cover... my northern counties, I cover the seven counties that Wadi covers,
okay.
And that would be Edwards, Hamilton, Wayne, White and Wabash, Saline, and Gallatin. And in the southern, it would be Shawnee Development, and that would be Pope and Hardin, Massac, Pulaski, Alexander, Johnson, and Union.
So really, anyone in the listening area is available, is eligible for any of this advice from Southern 14 Workforce or from Wadi. There are different Wadi offices in different counties, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And you can always call me. I'll be happy to give what resources I know and look up if I don't know. And my number is 618-382-5024.
Okay. All right. I know this is not gone to the House yet, but the stimulus package is on its way to the House. It passed the Senate last night. Do you see anything good in there for your agency or for Wadi or for Wayne County? Or have you even looked at it?
Well, I kind of glanced over it before you called.
Okay.
It looks like it has, or at least the proposal that I'm looking at, looks like it has some more small business in it and unemployment insurance expansion, which is always good for people. One of the things that I saw in it that I hope stays, and that was that there may be an additional 13 weeks of benefits beyond what the state, which I know back in when we were having the recession earlier, like in, was it 13, 14?
Yeah,
I know that we had extension on extension on extension of unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who are trying to train, that's really a big benefit because as it is now, you only get 26 weeks of training of unemployment. So if you're trying to complete a two-year program, that's very hard to complete in 26 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So if there's an option for an additional 13 weeks, you know, that gives you like another semester.
Okay. So let me ask you about this. I've heard about this. What about workers who their businesses cut back their pay because of the virus? Is there any help for them?
I don't know about monetary. I would, if I was in that situation, I'd definitely call the unemployment office.
Okay.
IDES. And again, that was 1-800-244-5631. They would be the first place to start.
Okay. All right. Because of reduced hours and reduced income.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know exactly when that starts for people, you know, like as far as like the reducing, but yeah. Definitely I'd call IDS. Something else to mention about my particular program, it's not just the employees. If your business is shutting down, the business owner themselves would be a dislocated worker as well for my program.
Oh, okay.
And perhaps even their non-working spouse.
Huh. Okay. That makes sense. All right. Is there anything else we need to know, Pam? Any other words of wisdom you have for us workers today?
I don't. I wish I was getting to talk under better times. I'll have to call back when things are really good.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe in a month or so, things will turn around. We'll have a completely different program, huh?
Yes, that would be awesome.
All right. All right. We've been talking to Pam Barbee from the Southern 14 Workforce Development Investment Board. Did I get it all?
No development, just investment board.
Investment board. Okay. But anyway, you are working through Wadi, and we've been talking about employment. Pam, thanks for joining me from your trailer.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. You have a good camp out then, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Stay safe.
You too. That's going to do it for today.